Welcome to the Love and Light Live podcast, empowering crystal lovers and spiritual entrepreneurs to learn and experience the art of crystal healing. Get ready to listen in and join our crystal movement. Hello, and thanks so much for joining me for the Love and Light Live podcast, brought to you by loveandlightschool.com. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and this podcast is the number one place for all things crystals, where crystal lovers and spiritual entrepreneurs can learn and experience the art of crystal healing. In today's show, we're going to be talking about the healing properties of blue sapphire. Now, this is like a stone that I probably have some of my earlier childhood memories about. This is a stone that I really have always enjoyed, but it always seems so kind of dark and mysterious to me. It was just something really different, something that I thought seemed so grown up and so adult, this blue sapphire. And let me tell you why. So my mom is actually born in September, so sapphire is her birthstone. And I remember when I was a little girl, you know, looking through my mom's jewelry box and seeing a little sapphire necklace and some sapphire rings, and they were always so deep and dark. They almost looked black, these sapphires. And I remember thinking that they were so beautiful, and imagining myself, you know, wearing these beautiful sapphires. Well, fast forward a few years, and on my 12th birthday, my mom gave me the most beautiful star sapphire ring. And her mother had given her this ring, so my grandmother gave it to her when my mom turned 12. And then when I turned 12, I got this beautiful star sapphire ring, which I still wear to this day. It is absolutely stunning. And this changed my whole view on what a sapphire could be, what it was. I was so used to these deep, dark, mysterious sapphires. And here was this sapphire that seemed so playful and so vibrant and had this beautiful star that would come out in the sun. And I'm looking at it right now. Like I said, I always wear this ring every day to this day. It's one of my favorite pieces of jewelry, probably just because it's like from my mom and my grandma. It's really special, but also because it has this magical quality to it. And if you haven't had the pleasure of working with sapphires, you don't need to have them in jewelry. All the sapphires that I have in my crystal healing toolkit are all like lower grade sapphires. I have a couple really, really tiny ones that are little sapphire crystals, and they're kind of medium quality. But for the most part, I just have like the chunky rough guys, and I love them. And here's why. When I meditate with my stones, I always listen for the messages about how they can be used for healing, about how they can help me and help others. So here's the message that came through for blue sapphire. Listen to the messages of your ancestors. Be open to receiving their wisdom and guidance. As you awaken spiritually, I will assist you in adjusting to the physical, mental, and emotional changes that may accompany your spiritual journey. So just as I thought of this stone being so mysterious and mystical when I was a child, in my adult meditations with these crystals, this is still the message that this stone had for me. It's about supporting you on your spiritual journey. So if you have done any kind of deeply intense spiritual work, you may have heard about something, a phenomenon called ascension symptoms. So the idea behind this is when we start to grow and awaken spiritually and our energy body is raised to a new vibrational frequency, a new level of energy, it takes a while for our physical body to catch up to that vibration. And during that interim, our physical body can experience some really weird things, really weird, unexplainable things. And all these different symptoms get kind of lumped together as ascension symptoms. And basically, if you're doing really deep spiritual work and you have weird things happening in your body and you go to get them checked out at the doctor and the doctor says, you know, I can't find any cause for this, you're 100% healthy, everything's fine, that is a good indicator that you are having some ascension symptoms. Now, of course, you always, always want to go to your physician, make sure that you're getting everything checked out and being responsible that way. But sometimes you can incorporate the use of crystals to help ease these things that are a little bit unexplainable by your physician. This is actually something that I went through when I first started working with crystals really intensely. And at the same time that I was doing this deep spiritual work with crystals, I think that crystals are also the thing that helped kind of counter some of these experiences that I was having. So blue sapphire is one of the stones that can really help you with those changes that you're experiencing on your spiritual journey. The stone is also amazing because it enhances communication with your spirit guides, archangels, totem animals, and it's especially known for its connection to Archangel Michael. So if you have any work where you need to cut things out of your life, where you need to remove obstacles, get rid of old patterns and belief systems, blue sapphire helps connect you with the energy of Archangel Michael, which is helpful for all of those things. Now, blue sapphire also connects you with your higher self, so this isn't just about looking for guidance outside of yourself. It's also about turning inward and looking at your own life, turning to your own higher self, your own higher guidance, and seeing what it is that you need to do for yourself in your life at this moment. Now, because of that higher self connection, blue sapphire also expands your psychic awareness and your intuitive abilities. So be ready for that, because this can happen in so many different ways, right? Some of us are clairaudient and we hear messages from the universe. Some of us are clairvoyant and we see things or symbols. Some of us are clairsentient and we feel these things. So there are so many ways that this information can come through, but it's about really recognizing this expansion and growth of your intuitive abilities. Now, blue sapphire also promotes a connection with the universe around you, especially with the energy of the cosmos, of the stars. So this is about a personal expansion outward into the universe rather than just an inward reflection. This is about feeling the interconnectedness between yourself and all things in the universe, not just, you know, your fellow man or womankind, not just the plants and animals on this earth. This is about returning to that idea that we are all made of stardust, that we are all born of the universe, and feeling that greater interconnection between yourself and the universe around you. Now, because of this connection to the stars, blue sapphire is an excellent partner for assisting the study of astrology. So if you're interested in astrology and the zodiac and learning more about the astrological houses and how this relates to your life and to just the happenings that are going on right now, then blue sapphire makes an excellent companion stone for this. It also helps you accept things that have happened in your life as a part of a universal plan. So sometimes we can actually look at these astrological influences and see why certain things in our lives have happened. And the blue sapphire really helps you accept that and understand it so you can integrate those lessons that you were supposed to learn. Now, as kind of a side note here, blue sapphire, because of its deep indigo color, connects really strongly with your third eye chakra and your crown chakra, which are kind of related to all those different associated properties that I just mentioned. But it also connects especially strong with the zodiac sign of Virgo. It's connected to both the air element because of the analytical, kind of mental aspects of the stone, as well as the water element because of the more intuitive aspects, and it helps you bring those two together in harmony in a way that really serves you. Now, if you're like me, you love plants and flowers and herbs, a great companion flower for this stone is Blue Star Amsonia. So I love just having a little bit of this plant out in my garden. I put a little sapphire crystal next to it. This is a great, cool thing that you can do, and you can actually make your own little astrological garden this way too, which is kind of fun. End of side note there. And if you're more of an essential oil person, aromatherapy person, the companion essential oil that I find really useful with blue sapphire is orange oil. And a companion stone is ruby, because sapphire and ruby are actually both varieties of corundum, but ruby is red and sapphire is blue, yellow, or pink. And of course, today we're talking just about the blue sapphire. There are lots of colors, even orange and purple sapphires out there, and I will probably talk about those in some future episodes of the podcast. Now, some of the best blue sapphires come from places like Thailand, Cambodia, Burma, but you can also get some really cute little guys from Wyoming or Idaho in the United States. So, with that brings us to the end of this episode. I hope that you found a lot of value in today's show all about the healing properties of blue sapphire. If you want more information about anything that we discussed in this episode, you can learn more over on the website at loveandlightschool.com/blog. And if you did enjoy the show today, of course, the biggest compliment you can give me is to leave a quick rating and review over at loveandlightschool.com/iTunes. Now, while you're there, don't forget to subscribe through that link as well so that you never miss a future episode. That brings us to the end of this episode of the Love and Light Live podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and I'll be back with you in our next episode. Until then, crystal blessings. The Love and Light Live podcast is a production of the Love and Light School of Crystal Therapy. Visit us online at loveandlightschool.com.